King. Well, South Africa's Peter Kutsa added a silver medal in the men's 200-meter breaststroke at the World Aquatics Championships in Singapore. That's to go with his gold in the 100 meters. It was a good afternoon for the South Africans. Kaeleen Corbett sharing the bronze medal in the 200 meters breaststroke. Kutsa set another African record in the final, but it was not good enough to prevent Hungarian Herbert Cox from winning the gold medal in a new European record time. Moving to rugby news, the Hollywood Bets Sharks will be up against it when they take on the Bulls in the Currie Cup tomorrow. Sharks coach JP Peterson has introduced some of his World Cup winning junior Springboks for the clash. Yaku Williams, Simpiwe Ngobese, Matt Romeo, Vusi Moyo, Albi Bester and Siona Iverson are all involved in the match day 23. Williams made his Sharks debut last season and will start on the wing. JP Peterson says the youngsters have already made an impact this week.
The training is much better this week. I think the baby box definitely step up today, this week. Slotted in nicely as a group, I think it's seven of them, and they were very good in training. Understanding is good, know what to do. Some of them will get opportunities, which is exciting for the group.
Doesn't get any easier for the Sharks. They take on the Bulls tomorrow at Loftus-Versfeld. That one kicks off at 10 past 5. And we're going to stay with rugby to finish. The Springbok women face the Black Ferns 15 in their second friendly tomorrow in Cape Town. It's part of the team's final preparations before they head to the Rugby World Cup later this month. Babalwa Lacha will captain the side again as they look to end their preparations on a winning note. And the skipper says this final match before they go is the perfect opportunity to get ready.
I think that's part of the process. I don't think it's added pressure. It's more motivation, if anything else, for us to be at our best going into the World Cup, because there is no other chance to prepare apart from this one. So we want to go into a World Cup with confidence, and this is an opportunity for us. The game is an opportunity for us to gain that confidence going into the World Cup.
Well, that one kicks off at 5 p.m. at the Athlone Stadium in Cape Town. Well, that's all from me for today. Fayda Crouch will have the latest for you in the morning. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.